Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It is 12:54 a.m. on Friday, September 2nd, 2016, but this is actually the podcast episode for September 1st. In my world, it is still whatever day you started on until the sun rises in the morning. Since I have neither slept nor seen the sunrise, we're going to just pretend it's still September 1st. My theme for tonight is indigo. Jay gave me the suggestion of indigo, which is actually one of my favorite colors. I associate it most, as I think a lot of people do, with two things: the Indigo Girls, the band, and denim, because the dye used for denim is indigo. What most people don't know is that once upon a time, I actually had a website, a web design company, when I was newly married with a friend called Indigo Dragon. And the name Indigo Dragon is still something I want to play with at some point, probably for a piece of fiction. But it's one of those phrases that keeps coming back to me. Indigo reminds me of a song from when I was 12 or 13. No, 11 or 12. And at 4-H camp. Yes, I went to 4-H camp. I was never a Girl Scout. Well, that's not true. I was a Girl Scout. I was a Brownie for about 2 weeks, and then we moved. And then I was a Girl Scout for about 2 weeks. And then I realized I really wasn't a joiner and didn't really want to sell cookies or wear uniforms. And I hate camping. So the fact that I was at 4-H camp at all is kind of bizarre. Except that we stayed in cabins and there was electricity. This was the 80s, so of course there was no Wi-Fi, but hey, there was electricity and television. And we used to have Ms. Pac-Man tournaments. No, we didn't. That was college. We used to have, God, I don't remember the game. Oh, we had a table tennis. Like, seriously, we had Pong. We had, it's literally got an 8-bit sound card, but we had Pong, and we used to, there were like 4 Pong tables, because they were the kind that were actually the consoles that were built into coffee tables, and there were 4 of them in one of the common rooms, and we used to sit there and play Pong. I got very good at it, and when it's the only game you have, you do excel. I did not really enjoy 4-H camp, I really enjoyed the evening sing-along. I think there's something magic in people coming together and raising their voices in song. It doesn't matter if it's rock and roll or classical or show tunes or hymns or whatever, it doesn't matter. One of my personal heroes, Pete Seeger, who died last year, used to say, "There's no such thing as a wrong note as long as you're singing." And I completely agree. Now, I don't have perfect pitch. I have really, really good relative pitch. So if I hear a song, I can usually sing it back. I am usually, when I'm in a choir, even though I'm 5 feet tall, I end up sitting in the back row so that I can sing over people and they can hear what I'm singing. I've got some choir directors who like to use me that way. I also had a sadistic choir director once at the Episcopal Church. Actually, at the Unitarian Church, too, both of them, in my most recent church choir experiences, which at this point are at least 5 years in the past. But both Glorianne and Clyde, at their respective churches, were fanatics for making us do everything a cappella. And at some point, I realized that being able to sight read is a really good skill, but being able to take the ability to sight read and actually do a cappella music really, really well is an even better skill. And I'm not talking about the mashups like in Pitch Perfect, although they're fun in their lighthearted and innocent ways. I'm talking about serious harmonies where we're doing 8-part harmonies on tunes we've maybe never seen before. One of the things that freaked me out the first time I went to an Episcopal church, having grown up mostly not going to church, and when I did, it was Catholic church, was that my experience with Catholic churches was that everybody just sings the melody when you're doing hymns, and in the Episcopal church, everyone sings in parts. And in the Baptist church that I visited that my husband grew up in, everyone actually sings in parts. So if you can't sight sing and you don't know the song, you're kind of in trouble. But there was a song that they did at 4-H camp. I don't remember the melody. There are just a couple of lines that I remember. But it had something to do with the colors and the wings of a butterfly. And one of them was that indigo was used for the night sky and violet was the color reserved for butterfly wings. And I'm misquoting the actual phrasing, but those two lines or those two images have stuck with me since I was 11 or 12. So indigo is jeans and it's the night sky and it's the deepest, deepest part of the ocean. And it's the color of magic and the color of music and the color of butterflies. Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.